KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boys' urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Morning. Oh boy, isn't it wonderful? It's great. Just great.
Hey,
it's good to be here. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm back.
I thought you were saying I'm bad.
No. Well, I mean, yeah.
Like Michael Jackson.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. You're not doing well.
No.
Let's talk about it.
You want me to go into the story now?
No. Just because he's in pain.
I am. The stupid doctor gave me these stupid pills that are supposed to be stronger than Advil. They're supposed to be a pain reliever and an anti-inflammatory. And they're not doing anything. And you're like not supposed to take aspirin while you're also taking this. But literally it did nothing for me last night. I was up all night in so much pain that I took an Advil.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell did you give me? What did I pay $7 for? I could have just used the Advil I have at home. This is bull.
What's anti-inflammatory? Is that ibuprofen?
Yes.
I think that's, yeah. So you got to get some Motrin or something.
Motrin makes me drowsy.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's for period cramps.
Oh. I don't have a period and I take it and it helps me out.
You take Motrin?
Yeah. Motrin's a pain reliever. It's not just for periods. What are you talking about? You think Motrin's only for chicks on their periods?
Yeah.
No! That's Midol.
That was...
Are you getting Midol and Motrin confused?
Maybe I am.
You think I take Midol?
I don't know.
What are you doing? No, Motrin's a normal pain reliever. It's ibuprofen.
It's been a while.
All right. Greg, what's up, man?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Oh, man. It's a shame. Greg is out. Apparently he ate some bad salami.
He eats bad food all the time. He always ends up puking from it. It's so bad for him.
Oh, God.
His gag reflexes. No bueno.
He's going to have an iron constitution here in a minute. Or what is it? Steel constitution here in a minute. Be all right. He could eat poison soon and be fine.
Yeah.
With how many times he's eaten bad food.
Yeah.
Or lying. I don't know. I'm not ruling out the lying part just yet. He was supposed to shave my mustache today.
Are you serious?
I brought the clippers. I brought the whole thing.
So does that mean I'm doing it? Or
no.
Does that mean we're waiting?
You? Captain Hook over here? Or what?
What are you talking
Captain
about?
Blackbeard?
I have both hands.
Who had one leg? Peg Leg James? I don't know what your nickname is. No, I'm not going to let you anywhere near my face.
I'll go by Peg Leg James.
No. No, it's not going to happen. I've got to look up one-legged people now. I got to stock my inventory of insults.
It's not fun.
Make fun of
Technically, me. I'm three-legged. I have crutches.
Oh. Technically, so am I. All right, let's get to the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
Vegas Golden Knights beat the New York Rangers 4-1. That's exciting news. Seahawks beat the Vikings 37-30.
Hey, wait, shout out to Jason over at Distilled. Who was the manager of Distilled and was one of the schlubs that met us out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway one time.
Hmm.
Walked in, he's like, yo, I haven't seen you since the Speedway 2 years ago. I'm like, the hell are you doing here?
That's really nice.
He's like,
you.
I work here. I'm like, oh. Good to know.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And
someone
thank you to
you.
Everybody that stopped on out to Distilled last night to watch the Vegas Golden Knights. Beat up on that ass. Loving it. Two goals within what, like, dude, it's like 3 minutes or something.
Wow.
First
exciting.
Period. Yeah, they're like, boom, 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 boom. You're done. It was great.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They needed that.
Mm-hmm.
A girl used the Cameo app. Do you know what the Cameo app is?
Yeah, my brother almost worked there. Remember? When you met my brother?
Yeah.
He was at an interview that day for Cameo in Chicago.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah, and I kept singing Cameo like the band.
I didn't understand any of that that was going on.
You didn't know what was going on?
Nope.
Yeah, do you think we can... Okay, go ahead. Can we explain what Cameo is?
Yeah, so the Cameo app is essentially like C and D list celebrities.
Yes.
That want to get paid to do like personalized messages. So you could be like, hey, Cindy Crawford, I'll give you $15 to tell my mom I love her on Mother's Day.
Correct. But it's not $15. It's more than that.
Like yeah, 50. But I would only pay Cindy Crawford $15. She's worthless.
Wow.
That's a little rude.
Wow. Yeah. Don't take out your ankle pain on Cindy.
Leave her alone. There was a girl that used the Cameo app to pay Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray to break up with her boyfriend for her.
And he did it?
Yeah, and even Mark McGrath in the video was like, look, man, this is a really crappy way to do it.
Wow.
She's just not that into you anymore.
They are just whores at this point. Just whoring themselves out for $15 a pop.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, a dude with like... three hits and frosted tips breaking up with you. Like, that's awful. It's got to feel so bad.
Mm-hmm. Mark McGrath breaks up with you. That's awesome. Yeah, no, we should absolutely utilize that for the show. We should get celebrities to call in and do something.
Sure.
Or like leave messages for people.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. All right, I'm writing it down.
Yeah, we'll talk more about
that. This is what happens when...
when one of us is on.
When one of us shows up to work. Jesus, what is this? All right.
There's a hospital in New Jersey that's apologizing after giving a kidney transplant to the wrong person.
Mm.
Apparently, they had the same name and they were around the same age. So they ended up giving it to a completely different person who I think also needed a kidney transplant, but they were way further down on the list. Then the person who was supposed to get the kidney, they were next on the list.
They take it back out?
No. They left it in that person, and then they just happened to get another healthy kidney that they put into the person that deserved it first.
I'd be like, you take that kidney out of that mother effer and throw it in me right now.
Yep.
That's my kidney. Be like, if I can't have it, I'm kidney punching that dude for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel really bad for that guy.
That sucks.
It all worked out, but imagine if it didn't.
No, man. How many people with that same name have bad kidneys?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, in the same hospital.
Have you ever met somebody with your name? The exact same name?
No.
Neither have I.
I've met other people with my last name and my first name, but not my full name.
Not together.
No.
That's why I feel like we should add like passwords. We should have to add special characters to our name. So that way, there's no separation. So if your name's like John Smith, clearly there's a million of them.
So you're thinking like Instagram, how not a single person can have the same handle.
Correct. It's like John Smith Heart. Exclamation point.
Okay.
You know.
Two exclamation points.
Ampersand dollar sign.
Espanol exclamation point.
Yes. Yes. Now you're John Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I love it. That'd be great.
Not a bad idea.
All right. Well, thank you, Izzy, for the feed. I'm glad you're here.
You're welcome.
We'll get the whole story. We'll get the whole shebang. And hey, look at this. Did you hear about Comp 92.3 and their Blizzard of Oz?
I
should say our Blizzard of Oz and cash this December. I'll tell you about it. It's pretty easy. All you got to do is listen for two in a row from Ozzy Osbourne. You're going to get hooked up with a CD that drops in January and... listen to this. You're then qualified for $2,500 cash from our friends over there at Dollar Loan Center. How cool is that? That's great. So definitely listen for your opportunity. We'll play two in a row from Ozzy today. When you hear the second song from Ozzy, that's when you'll be caller number 20, and then you'll get hooked up. So thanks to our friends over at Dollar Loan Center, and thanks to Ozzy Osbourne for still breathing, for letting us do this, man.
Yeah.
It was kind of sketch there for a minute. All right, look, we're running late. We had to start late.
Sorry.
It's not. Hey, look. I'm glad you're alive, okay? We'll talk about it coming on up here in a little bit. We'll find out what Izzy's doing. We'll play two in a row from Ozzy. We'll get you qualified for that $2,500 from Dollar Loan Center. We got a bunch of stuff. I guess we'll have to put the mustache shave on hold until tomorrow.
I can do it.
My wife is going to be very upset that it hasn't happened yet. excuse me. 876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS and your message. 69187. We'll be right back.
BS in the morning. Vegas born.
If you recall, one of the things I was thankful for when we did that stupid most thankful list.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
And then I was voted least thankful person on the show. Same thankful list as a suicide banker, I'm pretty sure someone said. One of my five things I was thankful for are GMOs. It's great. And I feel like they get a bad rap, and I'm like, dude, we wouldn't be able to sustain life anymore without GMOs. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So, GMO is now going to impact my life even more. As the new variety of apple, Cosmic Crisp, are now on sale in the United States. I'm going to have to look for these things. I don't know if they've hit Vegas yet.
I've never heard of them.
Okay, well, first of all, this apple has taken 2 decades to develop in the lab. 2 decades they've been working on this apple. This apple is going to revolutionize apples everywhere. They are talking about that this thing is going to be the hottest apple in the world. Aren't you excited? Can't wait.
Hot as in like warm?
No, hot as in like hottest selling apple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people.
I don't know. Your taste in apples is.
Okay. All right.
Like, you like Honeycrisp. Honeycrisp is way too sour for me.
Honeycrisp, number one selling apple.
And it's awful with peanut butter.
Amazing with peanut butter. You got the sweet, you got the salty, you got the tart, you got everything you need right there.
It's awful.
You're crazy. An apple and peanut butter, one of the greatest snacks of all time.
Honestly, I think I liked the...
Honeycrisp.
Is it a Fiji or a Fuji apple?
Fuji?
Yeah, I think I like that one better. It tastes better with peanut butter.
Okay.
So I don't...
Well, you have horrible taste buds.
I don't think I'd agree with whatever this apple is.
We need to check out Cosmic Crisp. Now, will it have a sweet, tart crunch? Yes. Will it also be sweet? Yes.
So it's like a Honeycrisp.
A lot of people don't know, but Honeycrisp is a brand like Mercedes or BMW. People that have Honeycrisp, you have to pay for that licensing for the name. That name is trademarked because it was created in a lab. By Apple scientists. So Cosmic Crisps, they, I mean, they went through a focus group. This is an apple where they combined different types of apples and they crossbred them in a lab and they went through thousands of varieties. That's why it's taken two decades. They also created this thing so it doesn't bruise as easy. It can stay in cold storage for a year and be perfectly fine. Which is amazing if you think of like when apple season comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have to discard all this fruit. So they're saying you could just keep it in its frozen state for a year and it comes out perfectly fresh. Which is, I mean, you got to think, this is incredible.
Sure, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm
like
so looking forward to this.
Aspect.
I've been looking forward to this apple they've been working on it. They theorized it 20 years ago. They worked on it 10 years ago and now it's finally come to fruition.
Fruit-tition.
I cannot wait. So we'll see what happens. They planted the seeds 3 years ago. It takes 3 years to happen. I know state of Washington has invested like millions and millions and millions of dollars into this one apple. Like they're putting all their chips, they're betting everything on this one apple, Cosmic Crisp. And they do it without knowing because it takes 3 years for the fruit to actually grow to the point of, maturity.
Takes too much patience.
This is amazing. This is like, you waited, you were all excited for the finale of Game of Thrones. Bro, this is like way longer than that. I'm so excited for this.
And probably way better.
I can't wait. Yeah, this is going to be amazing. So I'm going to have to look for it. Look for the fruit. It's called Cosmic Crisp. Apparently, it's the new banger.
Out of this world.
Okay. All right, I apologize for
that.
I have to apologize after that.
Why?
Yeah, Mateo.
Cosmic, out of this world.
Oh, that's good.
God, dude, still? It's been weeks. Oh,
that's Mateo's microphone. It doesn't even work, dude.
Wow, it's fantastic.
That's fine. Let me just say, this is what Mateo did with his thumb.
No.
There you go. When it comes to your joke.
You know, if I could turn around comfortably right now, I would give you the middle finger. Oh, I still can from behind. There you go.
I'll write that down.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
You know what? I think I showed my nipples
you
last
did.
Night. Yeah.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
What's up? It's John Leguizamo, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. What's up?
Love John Leguizamo. Love that dude. Wonder if he's on Cameo. He's probably too big of a star to be on that.
I don't know him.
What? You know him. Been in a bunch of stuff. Did you ever see Spawn?
No.
Did you ever see John Wick?
No.
Did you ever see the movie Chef?
No.
Okay, you don't know him. I believe you.
Okay.
So tell me, what's wrong with you right now? Give us the story. What happened? You weren't here yesterday.
Are we doing a tweekend, or are we just telling my...
Yeah, do whatever you want.
My accident story.
And the floor is yours.
Yeah, because I've been off for what? Was it 5 days?
I don't know. I've been off longer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I wasn't here since last Monday.
So Thanksgiving, I went over to my climbing friend's house, hung out with him and his family, which was actually really nice. It was really fun. The food was great. They love vodka. We had a pull-up contest. Like, they were hilarious. They have
so
great
they were
taste
drunk
in music.
And exercising.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Okay.
So they were great.
How many pull-ups could you do?
None.
You can't do a pull-up?
I think I did one, yeah. My upper body still needs a lot of work.
Aren't you like 66 pounds?
120. You were almost there.
Oh. A little off.
Friday, I did nothing. Watched movies, went out to eat with my same friend. We had a lazy day. And then Saturday, went climbing near Lone Mountain at this wall that's called Gun Club. And a barrel cactus fell on the back of my leg.
A what?
A barrel cactus.
How did it fall on your leg?
Well, it was up near Lone Mountain, if you've ever been there. And this is a mountain that's across from Lone Mountain. I don't know what mountain Gun Club is on, but it's in the Lone Mountain area. And there's a lot of loose rock. Mm. So no matter where you step, like, you could easily, like, twist an ankle. You know what I mean? If you step on the wrong rock and, you know, fall off of it. And there's not really great spots to belay people. It's like very tiny little spots where you just have to like find a way to get comfortable there while you're belaying the climber.
Can you explain what belaying is? Because it sounds like
belaying. You're the person on the ground that is feeding the rope to the climber and making sure that if they fall, you catch them and all that.
You're supposed to hold the rope tight.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. But, you know, it's simple. It's like simple mechanics once you do it enough. So I was belaying my friend. He finally came down. I lowered him. And then as I was walking away from that area, I stepped on a rock on a ledge that then fell off, causing me to slide down, causing a barrel cactus that was right there to become unrooted. And it fell on the back of my leg. And I had so many of those spiky things go into my leg, like, it immediately started burning. I was like, ah! And there were like 40 other climbers there. It was super busy since Red Rock's still been wet, so nobody can climb there. And there were these climbers next to us, and they were like, oh, we got, you know, we have rubbing alcohol in a little spray bottle, so spray that on the wound, and it'll feel a lot better, which it did. So that was great.
So you put alcohol in a wound, and it felt better.
Yes. I mean, it stung a little bit because they were open sores, but it, like, helped stop the burning almost immediately. So that was great.
Wow.
So I thought that was going to be the worst of the weekend.
Uh-huh. Wait, there's more?
And then Sunday comes.
Oh, my God.
Sunday was the day of my terrifying climbing accident. So...
wait a minute. I need the sound effect again?
All right. It all happened really fast. It was all really scary. So let me preface this by saying, I sport climb, which is also called lead climbing. So typically what you'll see people in the gym do is called top roping, right? So the rope is already connected to the top of a route. Somebody is on one end of the rope belaying, the other person's on the other end climbing.
Yeah,
if
you
they
climb
fall,
up a wall.
You go nowhere, right? If you fall, you're staying in the same spot. You're just off the wall. Lead climbing, you have to clip yourself in. So you have no protection between two clips, which are called quick draws or bolts. So you have no protection between those two. So basically, you have a lot of run out with the rope. If you fall before you are able to clip into another one, you're falling a pretty good distance. I had just taught my buddy how to not only lead climb, but also lead belay the day before when we were at a gun club.
Sounds experienced.
This was a route that I have done before. I did it without falling. The very first time I ever did it was a 10A. It's called DirecTV. It was fun.
Language of origin.
You keep dropping these terms.
I know, but you'd be surprised how many fifth men actually do climb, so they do understand
what
this.
What you do is you go to the tippy top on your tippy toes, and you lead from the belays. Then you get a 12-ounce porterhouse.
Yeah, sure.
And then you go down to gun club. You hang a right at Lumberjack's ass. And then what you do is...
Yeah, that would actually probably be the name of a wall.
What is going on
so
here?
So I was on this route that I've done before and I was very comfortable with. I warmed up on it before. So I figured, all right, this will be my first route of the day. I was there with four of my friends. We were the only ones there. We went at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm on the route. It's going well.
How high up are you?
I think at that point, I was about 50 feet up.
Jesus.
I was one bolt away from the top of the route, which is called the anchor. So I was right there.
Can I please have the language of origin?
However, what I did last time was I went to the left of the route instead of going straight up because there's like this shark fin and the limestone gets really sketchy and you don't really have anywhere to grab for your hands and you don't really have good feet. So I went left because it was a little more chunky.
Yeah.
However, I went way more left than I did last time. So I was way above the clip that I had clipped into and way far left.
From the top clip.
Yes. So if you're thinking about how my rope was, I'll do it like a clock, right? So the rope going from the quick draw, which is where I clipped in, all the way down to the belayer, that's like a 30, right? That's down at the number 6.
Right.
I, instead of being up at a 12 or like a 10, yeah. I was over at like a 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Probably closer to an 8.
I'd put you more like a 6.
No, I'm sorry. I was at a 10.
No, you're definitely not a 10.
So it was like a 10:30 was what my rope looked like. So if I were to fall,
yeah,
not only am I going to swing out like a pendulum all the way to the right,
yeah,
but I'm also going to drop down a lot.
God. Because I have even extra rope. What are you doing here? You're like, my palms are sweating.
So I was up there.
Killing me right now.
And my friends are like, you're doing great. You can do it.
No, your friends are morons. They should have been like, what are you doing? You're not a 10.
So I'm up there and I'm holding on to these two like holds that aren't great handholds.
Yeah.
I have one good left foot and my right foot is crap. But I start to realize, shoot, I am way further left than I was last time. I need to move over right. So in that moment, I decide that I'm going to take my left foot off the good hold. I'm going to trust my right foot, even though it's not on a good foothold at all. And I am going to cross my left foot over my right onto a better hold so then I can start moving myself to the right a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I took my left foot off and I started to cross it over my right leg. And all of a sudden, I was falling. And it all happened so fast that I couldn't even tell my belayer to take the slack. I guess, started screaming. That's what everyone said. I was just like screaming the S word or something, like over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And my foot had gotten caught on the shark fin, my left foot. Yep. And it completely twisted the wrong way.
Oh, Jesus.
So I swung like a pendulum all the way from the left.
Yeah.
All the way past the rope, all the way to the right. So I am just scratching up on this entire wall. And then I guess I swung back to the left because I had so much momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I remember, because I basically blacked out during the entire thing, all I can remember is the falling part and then getting to the part where I was directly on the rope and I fell about 10 to 15 feet. And then finally I was caught.
Did you rip out a clip?
No, I did not rip out a
clip. That's a cliffhanger.
I was just that far above the clip and so far over from the route that it was that bad. And all I remember was after that like 10 to 15 foot fall, I remember being caught and I was like, okay, I'm good. But my foot and my ankle were on
fire. Like, I was screaming, like, my foot, my ankle. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you want me to lower you? I was like, no. Leave me here. Like, I just had to, like, figure out what was going on with my foot at that point. It swelled up immediately. They lowered me down. My friends helped me take my shoe off. They were like, you got to immediately put your sock and your hiking boot back on, like, so that, you know, you can kind of help the swelling. So they helped me with that. It was super swollen when I got down there. I was crying. I was in a lot of pain. I was shaking uncontrollably because I was in shock. I didn't feel like anything had been broken, and they were expecting me to leave. And I was like, no, I'm not leaving. Are you kidding me? We just got here. Like, we came to climb. I'll stay down here and just hang out, you know, on the ground and elevate my foot, and you guys climb.
No.
So I was still, you know, they were taking care of me. And then I was like, you go climb your routes. So they went and they climbed, and then I was alone. And after the shock wore off about an hour later, I was like sobbing to myself. It was like, finally, everything had hit me all at once. And I was just like sitting there crying, like, what the hell was that? That was the first fall I've ever taken while sport climbing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I'm like usually very careful with that stuff because I don't want to fall. So I fell. It was terrifying.
Did you break it?
Is
it torn?
I screwed up my leg. I went to urgent care yesterday. Yeah. They took x-rays. Luckily, they didn't see any fractures or breaks.
Yeah. You probably tore something.
Yeah. They definitely said if it doesn't get better within the next week or two, that I'm going to have to see an ortho.
Wow. You need to...
And I'm still in a lot of pain.
Stop climbing things for no reason. This is what happens when you put yourself in harm's way for very little payoff.
No, it's a big payoff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
This just sucked.
I mean, could you walk up a mountain and feel the same accomplishment? I think you could.
Oh, yeah. And then it took an hour for my two friends to help me down the mountain. They literally had to carry me. Like, I had both my arms around them.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah. You know what they're thinking? Why didn't Izzy leave when we told her to leave?
No, they were actually pretty happy that I let them stay to climb.
No, they were exhausted. They're like, my fingers and my arms are already on fire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now I have to carry a human down this dumb mountain. All right, well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad nothing's broken. I watched that documentary and Free Solo.
Yeah, I hate Alex Honnold for that because anybody who's not a climber watches that, and now my mom is so freaked out about me climbing.
Because you fall and you break things.
Yeah, but I don't free solo things.
No, it doesn't matter. You still fell. You still hurt yourself. He hurt himself twice in the movie by just climbing with a rope.
Yeah,
he's the greatest in the world.
Dating a chick who's not a climber.
Oh, she sucks.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
If you watch that movie...
She's the worst. It's
infuriating. Yeah, I know. She's absolutely awful. Yeah. Well, Izzy's here. She's got one leg. If you want to make fun of her, 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187.
The Feed with Izzy.
A wild snow leopard recently had its vision restored after getting cataract surgery. It's the first ever surgery of its kind done on a snow leopard. They removed the cataract and then they put a different lens in its eyes so it could see.
I'm in.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's humans being bros, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we make the snow leopard a better predator, gets to kill all these little animals that run amok, bone really quick, and reproduce. We need predators.
Sure.
To help balance the ecosystem. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
I get it. Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Cataracts. You think you're going to have those? I feel like I'm going to get those. That's a thing like old people get, right?
Yeah, because it's genetic, right?
Is it?
I thought so.
My grandfather had one, and he told me, he goes, you know how I found out I had cataracts? I'm like, no. He's like, I got this BB gun because this rabbit keeps eating all my vegetables in my garden. So he had this little BB gun. And he looked through the scope, and it was all blurry. He's like, oh, no, I got cataracts.
What?
That's how my grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah, he was old school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure both of my parents have cataracts.
Right now?
I think they both had surgery for them.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm
going to
get
that
and osteoporosis.
You know what you get for that?
Waka, waka, waka.
Good one. I don't think you meant it, but that was a good little pun. Nailed it.
There was a pun?
You don't even see what you're doing.
No. What?
God, you are joke blind, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. I'll stop.
Amazon just pulled Christmas ornaments that they were selling with a picture of the entrance to an Auschwitz concentration camp on them.
Hot seller, I bet.
They were calling them
what do you do?
Travel souvenirs.
Travel souvenirs?
That they wanted people to hang on their trees.
Hmm.
And people were like, no.
Now, is this a person selling it on Amazon?
No, it's like Amazon.
Amazon themselves.
Yes.
Interesting.
Created, it's like a bell-shaped ornament.
Yeah, with Auschwitz.
With a picture of an Auschwitz concentration camp on the front of it.
Yeah.
To put on your Christmas tree.
Yeah. Not a hot seller, I would imagine.
No.
Yeah, that one.
People were pretty upset about it.
Now, how do they remedy that situation?
They just pulled it.
Oh. I thought they should just write, Auschwitz is bad or something, you know, or never forget that this actually happened or something, you know what I mean?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, it's probably best that they didn't try to remedy it.
Yeah.
Because when I think Christmas, I want to think of one of the worst atrocities in mankind.
I know, right? Like, even just looking at it, it makes me sad. It's like, why would you ever want to?
I know.
And if anybody even bought that, like, what the hell is wrong with you? It's crazy.
Would you buy it as a gift for a friend and be like, hey, I thought you would like this? As like a bad joke?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I would.
I'm just trying to think. I don't know. Did they say how many they sold?
Not that I see, no.
You should flag those people.
Nope. Like, yeah, right? Seriously. People.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's anybody who bought them immediately, you know? We got another one. You know? Let's flag that account. See what else they're buying.
Yeah, that's super messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
God, I couldn't imagine. There was a woman who was taken into custody after she demanded a larger seat on an American Airlines flight.
I want to talk about this. This is good.
And then faked a medical condition. We can wait until later to talk about this.
Yeah, let's wait a little bit later and talk about it because I want to know if you would end up doing it. Let's do it now. Let's talk about it now. Go ahead. Tell the story because we got time.
Well, it's pretty vague on here.
Oh, really?
But apparently she wanted a larger seat, and then she faked a medical condition. The pilot had to head back to a Florida airport.
Yeah.
And then she refused to deplane. Like, she did not want to get off the plane once they got back there, since she had to be, like, forcefully taken off. But apparently there's something in Florida called Florida's Baker Act, which allows authorities to hold a person who could pose a threat to themselves or others. So that's why they took her into custody. But it wasn't explaining in this article why she was doing what she was doing.
Let's talk about the commitment to the lie. She obviously wanted a better seat. So she fakes an illness so she can move up into a better seat.
But it said bigger seat.
Yeah, probably a first class. She's probably in economy and she wants to jump up to...
Oh, first class seats are bigger than other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
They're sweet. I've only looked at them from afar.
Yeah.
I've been like, oh, God, can I ever please sit up in one of those?
Fantasized about being.
Exactly, yeah. Ooh, that's like a normal chair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here on lawn furniture in the back by the bathroom.
Yep.
Hearing people drop deuces all flight long. I'll take a Diet Coke, please.
Yeah.
It's usually my airline experience. So I think there comes a point during the flight when the lady, it's either go big or go home. So she has to commit to whatever illness she faked. I don't know what it was because it's just a medical emergency. But do you think that there comes a point where they're like, we're going to have to turn the plane around now? Or she's like, yeah, you better turn the plane around because
right.
I'm actually ill. Have you ever had to commit to a lie? That big. Like, have you ever had to commit, like, you either go big or you go home on a lie?
No, I don't typically lie.
You've lied in your life.
Well, I lied this weekend, but I did.
What'd you lie about this weekend?
I had told my mom that I hurt my ankle on the hike down from the mountain. So she didn't.
Just tell your mom the truth.
No, I got in a climbing accident so that she couldn't throw it in my face for the rest of my life.
Oh my God.
But honestly, when it comes to like other things that could turn into big things, I don't lie about that stuff because I'd be screwed. I'm a horrible liar. You've seen me try to lie.
Oh no, you're a horrible truth teller. You're a horrible liar.
I would accidentally snitch on myself.
That's what I mean. You're just snitching constantly.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I'm bad at it.
You got to commit to a lie.
Have you gotten caught in a lie like that?
Caught in a lie?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say caught, but...
Because I'll never deny that I lied.
No, you're one of those.
Oh, it's like the what's the seven rules
for KGB?
You mean
you'll always deny that you'll lie?
deny, deny, deny till I'm dead.
That's scary.
Until I will. What do you mean scary?
How many times have you lied to your wife?
Commit to the lie. As soon as you back out of the lie, you're done.
That's why you shouldn't start the lie.
I'm not arguing with that. I don't lie to my wife. I literally tell her everything.
Okay.
You know me. I don't care. That's what you just gotta, I just own up to it. But in my life, I have definitely lied. I'd be lying if I did said I didn't. So I want to know, 876-3692, what's a lie that you committed to? And it was obvious that you were full of it. What's a lie that you've committed to? And yes, just stuck with it. I want to know. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187. Would it be like this lady? It doesn't have to be as big as this lady, but that lady, I got to give her credit, even though she's in jail probably right now, because she made an airline turn around and ruin hundreds of other people's days. She committed to that lie, and I love that aspect. That's great. That's a ballsy lady.
I don't think so.
Why?
I think she's an idiot.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You could be an idiot and have giant gonads. 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message, 6917.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Jailbait's great.
All right, jailbait's good.
Jailbait's good.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Feel like gum on a shoe? Hang with us. We love you. It's BS in the morning.
Color. Got that Bisco, boys. Izzy, you weren't here for that yesterday. I'll tell you what Bisco boys are off air.
Okay.
You don't know what they are?
No.
We didn't either. Don't feel bad. We've learned about them yesterday.
Okay.
So dumb. I feel awful for the next generation. Look, asked you to call in here or text in BS and your message 69187 or 876-3692 about the lie that you've committed to. The hardest. I mean, you just committed to this lie. I had one guy say that he was the guy who invented the birds aren't real thing, which I find that, you know, I don't think he invented it. But have you heard that?
This
conspiracy theory that birds aren't real. They're just making.
Never like gotten into it, but
of course you've heard of it.
I've only heard that sentence.
Did someone message you a committed lie?
Mm-hmm.
I love when people commit to lies. I love it.
Demon Queen on Instagram messaged me saying, "So my cousin has been with the same girl for 10 years. They just got married last year. For some reason, one day he said he was allergic to chocolate. But since he said that to her, he's held up the lie for the past 11 years. I feel like I'm the only person that knows he's not allergic to chocolate because somehow he's convinced my family he is, too. We joke about it all the time, like when we're just together, and sometimes I'll sneak him chocolate when no one's looking, but he's the most committed liar I've ever seen in my life, and it's not even like a malicious lie. It's the stupidest thing ever. He'll never admit it to her because it's been that long."
That's amazing. See, that's an amazing thing. I could never lie about chocolate, though. Why would you deny yourself that? Yeah, that's stupid. That's wonderful. That's amazing. What? I don't like it when people lie. I wish people wouldn't lie. But if you're going to lie, you commit to it. And I love the commitment. That's the part I'm obsessed with. It's like, God, you're so devoted to something so trivial and stupid.
That's scary.
It's amazing to me.
I don't know.
Scary?
I just feel like, how boring is your life?
Not boring at all if you're that committed to a lie. That's the coolest part. Let's invent a lie for you, Izzy, and just commit to it.
Like what?
What was that?
Like what?
I don't know. Well, think of it. You want to text it in? Let the fifth man do it?
I don't want to lie.
Let's come up with a lie for Izzy, and she'll have to commit to it for the rest of the show.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't want to lie.
Let's do it.
No.
876-3692.
You lie.
What are you, a child?
Yeah.
No, you lie!
I don't care. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. That's like something my 3-year-old would say to me.
Okay, I don't care.
No, that's perfect. Let's come up with a lie that Izzy would have to commit to for the rest of time on this show.
No.
87. Would you just have fun with it?
No.
876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187. Let's come up with something. She'll commit to it for the rest of the show. She cannot deny it. She doesn't want to do it, which makes it even better that she'll have to commit to something.
Mm-mm.
Did you almost just throw up?
No. I had to reposition my ankle and my mouth was full with coffee.
Oh, okay. Interesting. By the way, I love 513 that texted in here calling Izzy now Izzy's Handicap Tank.
Yeah,
so
thanks.
That's perfect.
Thanks, Jack.
That's amazing. Izzy's Handicap Tank is her new name while she's on the mend. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. Let us know what Izzy has to lie about.
Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
Well, most people in the United States are in low-paying jobs. And this is how it all happens, man. I guess 44% of U.S. workers are employed in low-paying jobs that the median annual wage, like what they're making, is $18,000. So as prices keep going up for things.
Annually.
That's
their salary.
Correct.
$18,000.
Yes, this is why people have multiple jobs. You know what I mean?
That is unbelievable. That's nothing.
Are you saying you make more than that, Izzy? Then what? Who do I got to talk to around here? No, I'm kidding.
My first radio job was more than that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And even that was hard to live off of.
I understand. I get it. That's why everybody's saying like, oh, no, this is not good.
No, that's awful.
Yeah. So, and that's 44% of U.S. workers. So what they say is they keep adding jobs. Yes.
Right.
Are jobs being created? Yes. Are unemployment numbers low? Yes. But they're not high paying. And all these jobs, and year after year after year, they're just low paying, menial jobs. And it's harder to find a higher paying job to like support a family.
Right.
So a lot of people have to work two jobs or whatever in order to, you know. So.
Yeah, most people I know work two jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially sucks. In California.
Yeah, it sucks for a lot of people. But that's crazy.
Yep.
I get it.
You have no life.
You have no life.
You literally work your life away just to survive your miserable working life.
Yeah.
It's insane. And that's only if you're taking care of yourself. Imagine if you have other people you also need to take care of.
I can't imagine that.
It's ridiculous.
I know exactly what that's like. Yeah.
This stuff always irritates me because like I've been broke. Yeah, it was my own fault, you know, because I had a guy living with me that just kind of took advantage of it. But seriously, like to be that broke where you feel like you need to have two jobs and you are working constantly and you are like depressed, you are physically exhausted, you're mentally exhausted, you have no life other than work. That stuff pisses me off. So many people live like that. It's disgusting.
Yeah, well, it sucks. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a lot of people will say, well, if you don't like the job, go find a better job. Right. It's not that easy, though.
No,
and it's easy just to say that.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, oh, yeah, well, if you don't like it, go change it.
Well, and you know who says that? People who aren't in that situation.
Right.
People who don't understand that situation.
Sure. Or it's people that were like, well, hey, you know, my first job, I made $18,000 a year, too. And now I'm making a lot more money. Well,
that was back when they could actually buy a house for like super
cheap. Yes, exactly. My grandfather had 12 children and was an electrician and bought his house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had 12 kids. Don't get me wrong. It's not like they were loaded or anything.
Right.
But my mom is one of 12 and they could support a family. I'm one, you know. So, but a lot of people that will say, oh, well, I made, you know, this is 44% of people in their prime working years, 25 to 54 years old, are making $18,000 a year.
Wow.
The average, I should say the median hourly wage, which is the one in the exact middle, right? That's what median means, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's average.
Is $10.22 an hour.
Wow.
In your prime working years, 25 to 54 years old, which means you're probably starting a family, like you said. You're getting married, so at least you'll have two incomes, hopefully. Mm-hmm. If you try to have a kid, good luck. It's hard to save for a house. It's tough. So it's just something that, you know, as you look at people talk about job creation, job growth, and all that kind of stuff, it's like, cool, but what about the quality of jobs?
Yep.
I mean, I get that if you're a barista and you are, you know, you're in college and you're trying to scrape by and you got a roommate and you're doing the whole thing, but if you graduate college, you got debt.
Yep, absolutely.
you're screwed. Mm-hmm. You're paying that off forever.
Yeah, I met a guy on Thanksgiving, an older man, who said...
Really? What?
He said, people have an issue... What did he say? People my age have an issue with saving money because we spend it like crazy.
Statistically, half true.
That was his excuse.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I mean, I guess it's fair if you look like technology and stuff like that. And if you're an Apple user and you want to get the new phone, it's $1,100.
Actually.
And I was like, but not everybody just spends their money. I was like, I have a savings account, but I still have a long way to go with student loans that I'm paying off.
Sure.
Which makes it very hard for me to save as much money as I would like to.
Well, I know this because I'm a nerd and you know how I love the financial stuff.
Yes.
Right now, Americans are saving more money than they have in the past decade. They're saving 8 cents of every dollar. Mm-hmm. So they're not say they're saving 8% of their annual income right now, which is still too low. So that guy is a liar and they're not spending like crazy. They're actually saving more than they have 10 years ago. They're actually spending $1.01 for every dollar that they earned. Yeah. So they were overspending. They're digging themselves. And then the recession hit and the whole thing. So that guy is, tell your, what is this? Is this an old man lover of yours?
No.
Is this a sugar daddy?
He was the dad of friend's sister's boyfriend.
Hey, daddy. He's like, hey, sugar baby.
He was nice. But when he said that, I was like, wow.
And then what? You wrote him off forever?
I lost a little respect for him. That hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in student loans has nothing to do with the fact that we can't save a lot of money.
Right. Exactly. Well, there you go. So the economy is still humming along. However, I guess the job growth number is steady.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's low-paying jobs, and that's not good for the long haul. So I guess we'll find out what's happening here. See if you feel a pinch. Oh, wait. Did we get any? Oh, that's what we were going to do. Okay. If you did you come up with a lie? I got some texts here, and we'll go over the next break. Come up with a lie that Izzy has to commit to for the rest of the time, her time here on the show, and she cannot deviate. Okay?
I'm deviating.
She doesn't want to. It's gonna happen. There's going to be consequences if you deviate from this lie.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's got to be a lie. We've already got some texts in. I forgot to go over it. That's what we were going to do. So what we'll do is come up with the lie. It can be an innocent white lie, but Izzy has to commit to it because she hates it. And she'll have to commit to it for the rest of the time on the show. And if she deviates from this lie, I'll just throw out there, wheel of punishment. Okay, let's just do that because you're going to be punished. And you should be.
Okay.
Commit to the lie.
Sure.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
What is the lie that Izzy has to commit to? 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187. We got some on the text line already. We'll go over them coming up here in 4 minutes, and then we'll get your vote as to what Izzy has to lie about for her rest of the time on the show.
Hi, this is Stephen Wright, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. That's it.
Izzy.
Yeah.
We talked about committing to lies earlier, and I can't think of one that I did. First of all, if I'm committing to it, I'm not going to fess up to the ones I've committed to. That would be stupid. Two, I would commit to a lie till I die. And that's the only way to lie. If you're going to do it, you do it 100%. You said you don't want to do it, right? That's not who you are.
No, I don't.
Immediately, that makes me want to come up with a lie that you have to say, so you have to play along in our stupid games.
No, I don't like that.
876-3692. What's a lie that Izzy will have to commit to for the rest of the time here on the show? And then only you, the fifth man, I and Izzy and Mateo over there in the corner will know that every time she says it, she's lying. And it pains her to do it. Okay? And that's the fun of it. That's the great part of it.
No.
876-3692. I'm going to write these down, and then we'll go to the fifth man, and we'll vote as to, I can't wait. We'll go to a vote as to what lie Izzy has to commit to for the rest of the time here on the show.
Put it in that squeak, all right? It's Kenny.
All right, you little bitch.
Yo, Ken.
Yes.
What do you think is a little lie that Izzy's going to have to say?
How about Izzy has to start saying that she hates video gaming?
Wow. Ooh.
hates video games.
I think that's too obvious of a lie.
And she actually does like it. I think you're, yeah, that's pretty good.
She has to hate it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I think that's too obvious of a lie. We'll be like,
oh, gaming. What'd you do all weekend? Is he, I had a horrible time playing video games and Halo all weekend long, right? Every single time she talks about her weekend. I love it. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
I think Izzy should lie about that she's a pimp secretly. So that's how she gets a lot of money.
Ooh.
You think I have a lot of money?
Izzy's a pimp. Like on the side, like at night.
I should be.
Like she stays up late and comes in after she's done with work. And then she starts this job.
Yeah. Right. I think I'd be too nice to be a pimp. I wouldn't be able to beat
Izzy,
the
that's
people.
The lie, okay? We don't have to sit here and rationalize it. You're a pimp if you have to commit to the lie. Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Jeez. She's got to learn to keep that hand strong, Chris. Appreciate it. Do we have a...
And it's taken me a good few years to kind of get here now to be able to say, I'm Charlie, I'm 29 years old, I'm a gay man, and I'm very comfortable with that.
Yo, Chuck.
Yeah.
What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, I think she's going to have to say that she was born male.
She was born male? She was a dude?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Born male.
Interesting.
That's really interesting. That's a hard one to commit to. Because that affects a lot of things, I would imagine, down the line. All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. So far, we have Izzy hates video games. You were a pimp, or you are a pimp currently, and you were born male. Any other lies that we'll have to think of? 876-3692. Let's go to... I want to hear what Fred has to say. What's up, Fred?
Hey, you guys are always talking about her hairy cake. Just got to say she doesn't have a hairy cake. Oh. Nobody wants to hear that she's got a hairy one.
No hairy tank.
Don't have a hairy tank.
Mm-hmm. She's already committing to the lie. That's great. Exactly. All right. By the way, since she's had an ankle injury, the text line is saying Izzy's crippled tank is what she's...
Wow. I'm so glad this is dying. So nice.
Let's go here.
Gentlemen. Welcome to Shutter Island.
Hey, Shutter.
Hey, good morning. This is Stephanie. How are you?
Oh, it's Stephanie. It's been a long time, Shutter.
It's been a long time. Are you okay?
No, I fell down and broke my hip, changing a light bulb.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Yeah. Free stay in the hospital. Well, not free, but free week in bed.
Wow. We're glad you're okay.
Okay, so Steph, the lie that you had, or you used to have a mean secret crush on Greg when you first started working there. You don't still have to have it, but you just had the hots for Greg,
Greg
when you started working there, but you know, you never told anybody.
Okay, so that's the lie, that she had a crush on Greg? She has to say
it. She might still have it.
Oh, okay.
But she's crushing on Greg, but she won't tell anybody, and she can't go, no, I don't, because she can't lie about it.
I love it. Okay.
No, I don't.
I love it. Thank you.
I'm practicing.
It's pretty hilarious. What is this? Long feather?
Long feather, man.
What's up, dude? Is that native? Is that a native name?
Anyway, long feather. So I think she should have to lie about being natural blonde.
Ooh, actually blonde.
Interesting.
All right, cool. I like it. Why is that interesting?
I don't know.
Well, you know, the connotations of blondes, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's great. No, I got it.
You have to be naturally blonde, so people are going to have that in the back of their mind.
I love it.
So is it a problem that I'm not?
Everyone thinks you're blonde anyway.
Well, it's a lie. It's a lie.
A lot of people do think I'm blonde.
Exactly.
By the way, I don't like this mic.
Hey, yo, Mike. What do you got, dude?
She has to keep saying she's a virgin.
Oh, like she's actually a virgin?
No, she has to lie and say she's a virgin.
Yeah, I know. She has to lie and say that she... Oh, so she has to go, well, I wouldn't know. I'm a virgin.
Yeah, I'm a virgin. No, okay. I don't do that. I'm a virgin.
Okay, I got it. Okay. So from now on, Izzy on the show will be a virgin.
What? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Whatever.
Izzy's like, guys, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a virgin over here. All right, good to know. Let's go to Joe here. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, what do you got?
Lizzie has to lie that she is 78% positive.
She's not 100% sure she's clean. So the billboard thing.
That's true, though.
Takes full life.
Yeah.
For the rest of the time on the show. That's pretty much my favorite one so far. All right, 78% sure she's clean. Got it. Thank you very much. Let's go. Couple more here.
Why so serious?
Hey, yo, Joker.
Hello.
Hey.
I think she needs to lie that her main squeeze is one of Izzy's vatos.
Oh, she's dating one of the vatos.
Oh, yes.
For the rest of time on the show, Izzy's dating one of the vatos.
Great.
Yeah! I love this.
Hate you,
see
Joker.
See how fun it is to lie sometimes? This is so good.
I'm officially leaving a stupid Joker Instagram group.
Mitchell?
Yes, sir.
What you got, bro?
Good morning. By the way, for the conversation earlier about the economy, Yang 2020, baby. All right.
All right. Thank you for
your
political
Why
discourse.
Why did you dye your hair?
Oh, there you go. He's already committing to the blonde
line.
Oh,
he's committing to the lie.
Thanks, Mitchell. Appreciate it, dude. All right. There you go. All right. So, look, we got enough. Let's. I'm going to recap here. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll have Izzy now commit to a lie that she has to say for the rest of time here on the show.
It's exhausting.
Your options are hates video games. She's a pimp. She was born male. No hairy tank. She has a crush on Greg. She's naturally blonde. She's actually a virgin. She's 78% sure she's clean. And she's dating one of the vatos. I think dating vatos would be my favorite for the rest of the time here on the show. 876-3692. If you got a good one, we'll throw it on there. But we'll come back here in 3.5 minutes, right after Zombie, with your vote as to Izzy's new committed lie.
Hey, it's Rob Corddry. You're listening to BS in the Morning. We did it.
All right. It's come down to this. Izzy doesn't like lying, which is why we're going to make her lie for the rest of the time here on the show. It's supposed to be a small, innocent lie that's fun that only you and I pick up on. Every single time she has to say it, we know it pains her a little bit to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's fun, because we know she's lying. It doesn't hurt anybody or anything, but we know that she doesn't like to lie. So therefore, we get pleasure out of her unenjoyment.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So are we ready? Time to vote. Here we go. 876-3692. We'll do the first of four like we usually do. Izzy, for the rest of time, you're going to have to commit to either you hate video games, you're actually a pimp,
mm-hmm.
you were born male, you actually don't have a hairy tank, which, all right, you have a crush on Greg, you were naturally blonde, you're a virgin, which that could be so funny for the rest of the show. We'd be like, guys, I don't know. Don't know what you're talking about. I can't relate to this conversation at all. I like this one too, just because it's so vague. 78% clean, tying back to the billboard. By the way, we still don't know.
Yeah, we know nothing.
How about the billboards? But I love it. 78% clean. It's kind of like a way the billboard thing lives on. Awesome. You're not sure if you have an STD for the rest of the time you're on the show.
Yeah.
And then I think my favorite, look, I'm just voicing my opinion, is that Izzy, for the rest of the time, whether you have a boyfriend, a husband, or you stay single for the rest of your life, I don't care. You're going to be dating one of the vatos that always calls up and hits on you. I love that one. 876-3692. We're going to go the first of four votes. BS in the Morning. Go ahead. What do you want Izzy to lie about?
Crush on Greg.
Crush on Greg. Yes.
Great. Wonderful.
What. BS in the Morning. What do you got?
I say that she's in love with the vatos.
In love with the vatos.
The
dating
worst.
A vato. BS in the Morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Crush on Greg.
Crush on Greg.
Oh, my God. I
Number two. BS in the Morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Yo, she's dating one of the vatos, boys.
Are you one of the vatos?
No, that's not one of the vatos. BS in the Morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
78% clean.
No! BS in the Morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Vatos, baby,
bounce,
come out,
wow. So stupid.
All right, Vatos on the precipice. BS in the Morning. Go ahead, what's your vote?
Crush on Greg.
Crush on Greg is now up there.
Hold on, before we go to the next one, can we just, can I ask really quick?
Yeah.
Is this something
Greg's going to know about, or is this something that we're going to beat around the bush with?
No, Greg's going to have to know about it. I mean, he's a member of the show, I would imagine.
All right.
Plus, he could probably start feeding a bunch of lines to you, and you're going to have to sit there and lie about it.
All right. Great. Did not think about that.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Crush on Greg.
No!
Wow. All right. For the rest of the time here on the show, Izzy has to pretend like she's got a secret crush on Greg when asked about it. Thank you. All right. There you go, Izzy. You think you can play along here?
No. I'm being totally honest. Because I never lie? No. This is awful. Why did I come in today? I should have used another sick day.
I love this. Great. All right. So it's just a secret little crush, Izzy. It's nothing major. It's
not
fine.
Not a secret, apparently.
It is.
Not if Greg's going to know.
Greg's going to know.
That I've loved him since the day I met him.
It's not love. It's a little crush. You know? It's the way he holds his pen. Mm-hmm. It's the way he brushes his hair. I don't know.
It's the way he plays with the toilet paper roll.
Exactly. It's the way he plays with this random roll of toilet paper on the counter here for no reason. Exactly. It's just the little things. It's sweet.
Yeah, sure.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's going to make, and from now on, you, me, the fifth man, and Greg were the only ones that know about it. Okay? If the fifth man's not listening on this break right now, they don't know. They don't get it. Something they'll have to pick up on. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Greg should be in tomorrow.
Hey, cool cats. You on the Facebook.com? Us too. Let's be friends. Ro at BS Morning Show.
I kind of wish Greg was here for this story.
Me too, because I love him so much.
No, you're not supposed to come out and say it.
What?
It's supposed to be a secret little crush. If you just said,
then
me
how
too.
Am I supposed to keep it going? If
just me too. That's it. Be like, I wish Greg was here. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I really wish Greg was here too. This is stupid. I thought I was supposed to be in love with him. How can I convey that if I can't say it?
You can't even get this right.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's not even like you're not even not lying right.
Well, I don't understand how I'm doing it. How am I doing this wrong? Thought I was supposed to be in love with him and he knew that I'm in love with him.
I'll talk about it with you after the break. Okay. We're not supposed to talk about it on the air. It's a mulligan. You get a mulligan.
Love
no!
Greg secretly. Don't tell anyone. Shh, he's not here. All right, let's move on.
Oh, God, it's hard for me to hear you say the words I love you to about another guy. It's just, it seems like so disingenuous. Have you said that to a guy? Obviously you have,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. And were you like, I love you.
No.
I always thought that you were my everything. No. I can't live without you. You're amazing.
No, see, I usually have a lot more fun with boyfriends than I do with you guys, so...
Is that a dig against us or like, I hope that's true.
Yeah.
that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm a lot more enthusiastic.
Are you?
With boyfriends.
Do you get all giddy? And
I do.
Like,
yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine you like that. I mean, I've seen you like that, when you hug the guy with no headrests in his car and, you know, he had farm animals back in his bed drunk and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
He's smiling already. Yeah. Just thinking about him. Yeah.
Mm. He's a good guy.
Okay. Because normally when you walk in here, I mean, you are.
Well, it's like, you know, super early in the morning when I walk in.
Yes,
here, so.
Yes. But I'm just saying.
Not going to be like,
I'm
hey,
the
guys!
Misery chick, but I'm not miserable. I'm just not like them.
Yeah.
Sure.
That makes sense, right? Okay. So I wish Greg was here for this story because I know how he wants to be. Like, once he's dead, he always says he wants to be thrown into the woods and let the deer pick at his body.
That's so gross.
You know? Is it? Or is this kind of weird? Let's talk about this. There's something called, there's a company, a Swedish company that is, I guess, Kansas has pretty lax cremation laws. I didn't know that. So that's why the Swedish company is targeting Kansas as a state where they want to implement their brand new way of disposing a body called promession. cremation. Have you heard of this?
No. Can you maybe explain a little bit what cremation laws exist?
I have no idea.
Why are there cremation laws?
I don't know.
Don't you just throw your body in the fire and you disintegrate and
then you put it in
the can and you're done?
No. I mean, imagine there's rules and regulations. It's not like you could just start your own Viking funeral in your backyard and set a body on a fire and push it onto a lake. I imagine there's some laws.
Okay.
So in maybe you can in Kansas because apparently there's lax laws. So the Swedish company wants to do this. Promession apparently is what it's called. And what it does is it takes your body and instead of lighting it on fire, they freeze it in liquid nitrogen. And then they take your ice cube of a body.
And they hit you with a hammer and you break.
Kind of. They vibrate you into particles.
Interesting.
They vibrate your body until it shatters into particles. And then they give you the particles. They're like, here you go.
Well, it's going to smell really bad when it defrosts.
Well, it says it still is an organic material. And you could still fertilize things with it. You could feed it to fish. You can spread it places. Yeah. It's not hazardous.
Poor fish. What I mean?
No, the fish love it. What are you talking about?
Fish eat human bodies?
Yeah, they probably would. They eat worms. Fish eat bugs. We're just bugs.
You think so? Wow. Yeah, doesn't sound like you.
What? It doesn't sound like me.
What happened to you? No.
What are you talking about? I always say, we are animals. We're at the top of the food chain once we're on land.
You just compared us to worms.
Yeah, we are the same organic matter as worms. We have a little bit different, but you know.
I'd say we're a lot different. They have 6 hearts.
Yeah, but they have hearts. We have a heart. It's fine.
Okay.
We're all just organic matter. You know what I mean? Right? Stardust, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
Feed us to some fish. Okay. I don't care. Would you do it?
No.
You win liquid nitrogen yourself?
No.
I think that's a cool way to go.
It's probably too expensive.
Like T-1000.
Way too expensive.
What if it's not? If it's cheaper, would you do it?
I don't know.
Not.
Probably not.
No?
Nah.
You still want to go with the old on fire thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the way you want to go.
Yeah, I would want to be cremated and then like planted in a tree or something.
Yeah, what if we could freeze you and then plant you in a tree?
Yeah.
That way you thaw.
That's okay.
Like an is cubesicle.
That's all right.
And just kind of leaks and drips down into its roots.
Nah.
And
would you do
nourishing. It? If it's cheaper, yes. Because when you die, I don't want to be a burden on anybody.
What do you want when you die?
I don't know yet.
Really? You've never thought about this?
I've thought about it long and hard. I can't decide.
Like, are you going to get like a family plot at a cemetery so that all four of you can be buried next to each other? I always thought that was so creepy.
It depends on when I die. If I die young, then I want a place where my, family can go and like visit my body for them, for closure for them. I don't care about me. You signed my will. You were a witness on my will.
Yeah.
So, I don't even remember what I put in there.
I don't get anything out of it, though.
No, you don't get anything?
I literally just spent like 20 minutes out of my day to sign papers for you.
20 minutes?
And I got nothing out of it.
That's not true. Didn't my wife bake something for you?
Yeah, she made us some delicious cookies. That was it.
Don't worry. I don't have low self-esteem.
Just saying.
I'm so defended that I actively work to make people dislike me so I won't feel bad when they do.
Mm-hmm.
A dinner at a steakhouse would have been nice, but whatever.
For signing something?
Yeah. I signed your will, man.
You signed it as a witness.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Okay? You got a will you need me to sign?
No.
I witness it. I'll sign it.
I think my parents just get everything if I die, right?
I don't know. It's very confusing. That's why I put it all in legal form. But when you die, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but when you die, that's not for you, that's for your loved ones.
Right, yeah.
So you want to have your affairs in order.
Yeah,
so it's
like
not
who
a
gets my debt, who gets my money, who gets my animals.
Yes, exactly.
My parents.
Who would, really?
They're all I have. Yeah, who else would get,
I just thought
what
you
am I going to give you, my debt?
No, I thought you might leave something for Greg, I don't know. Just,
Oh, that's right, my heart.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
You want to do a belly bump before you start? Come on.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Boy, that was the second Ozzy Osbourne song that we played there, Izzy. And I don't know if you know this. We got a little contest going.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so exciting. Let's find out who's calling number 20. BS in the morning. Hello. Who's this?
Skyler.
Skyler.
Yes.
Oh, what's up, dude? You are calling number 20, man. You're in. You got
awesome.
It. Awesome. Yeah, man. You got the Ozzy Osbourne CD. That thing isn't released until January.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then you are in for $2,500. Thanks to our friends over there at Dollar Loan Center. All right?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Put you on hold. We'll get some info. You're getting hooked up. And then, of course, you want to listen on December 20th, Friday morning, because us on BS in the Morning, we're going to be announcing the winner of the $2,500 in cash. And usually Chuck comes on from Dollar Loan Center, the guy who started it all. And,
nice.
And hooks somebody up. Yeah, it's really cool. So make sure you're listening to it. By the way, that was the first time I've heard that new Ozzy song.
Yeah, it was good.
Ordinary Man.
I've never heard the word defecate in a song
before. I know! It's my favorite part.
I'll make you scream. I'll make you defecate.
He was in the studio like, yeah, that's a great line.
Yeah, I know. He's like, what rhymes with hate?
What
I'll
jam.
Make you scream. I'll make you defecate.
They're like, Ozzy, you don't actually have to
I'll make
drop
you
it.
Scream. I'll make you defecate.
One more.
I'll make you scream. I'll make you defecate.
Ah! Okay. Look at it. Farts smell good.
You should be added to the new Ozzy song. You kidding me?
Hey, I'll take the
word. Defecate.
Look at it.
That would be the best. No, you're not in on this?
No, I would do it.
You would?
Absolutely.
If there, if Ozzy was like, Oz and Izzy together, what we'll have bring you on the road. And every single time he did the song live.
Hell yeah.
Defecate.
He'd have to rip it.
Absolutely.
On stage, you would?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Defecate.
I love it. That'd be great.
I'm so in.
These are full body ones here. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice one.
You're so dumb.
Defecate.
All right.
Well, that's the new Ozzy song, and there you go. Make sure you listen up for Carlota, as she's going to have your next double shot of Ozzy, your next opportunity to get qualified for Comp's Blizzard of Oz. Cash and free Ozzy stuff, we're in. It should be amazing.
Defecate.
Hey, it's William Shatner. You're listening to BS in the Morning. You finally admit it.
Yeah, I don't appreciate all these text messages about my mustache. 876-3692. If you want to call in, you can always text in BS in your message 69187. The reason why we're not shaving the mustache today, we did have plans, but Greg called in sick, so we have to push the mustache till tomorrow. Izzy,
right.
You weren't here yesterday.
No.
I'm the only consistency on the show. That's fine. I was here yesterday, you know, working diligently while you were, you know, I don't know, faking an injury. But
okay.
So
going there, huh?
So the fifth man voted that Greg should shave my mustache.
Yeah.
And I just wanted just to shave it. It's just a mustache.
Which, by the way, I don't understand because I did a great job when I did the stripes in your hair.
Vanilla ice lines?
Yes.
I messed up my head for like 3 months.
Fantastic job.
No.
The person who cut your hair afterwards
also did a bad job and ruined my head for another 3 months.
Yep.
Yeah, you shaved the vanilla ice lines down to my scalp, so they had to go super low on the hair. Okay, it's not how you do it.
No?
People were looking at me.
All right.
I couldn't even wear a hat because one of the lines was below my hat line. You ruined me.
No, I didn't. But whatever.
Yeah, you did. So, Greg gets to take a stab tomorrow.
Fine.
He's going to shave my face. Just my lip, not my face. I don't trust that guy with a razor blade near me.
No, I think that's a great idea because he's wonderful at everything he does.
There you go. Now, here's... Yes, we're getting it. So, here's the thing.
We're going to be shaving my mustache tomorrow, and the text line saying whatever happens with my face, I have to keep it. And I'm letting every person that texts in here say, no, I'm not. I get to shave my mustache immediately. Okay. This isn't a punishment. This isn't something that, you know, it's a mustache. I didn't do anything wrong.
You grew it, and you came in here every single day with it. We had to deal with it.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Your wife
so
had
what?
To live with it.
Yeah, so what?
It's not a great mustache.
It's just a mustache.
But
I didn't
say
do anything.
That was punishment, so let's go ahead and...
No, we're not doing this. No,
I think
it's not a punishment.
Make yours a punishment.
No, I just thought it would be a fun thing to do on air. I thought it'd be fun. Oh, we talked about it on air. We'll bring it into the show because we talked about it. It became a centerpiece for drunk line calls for an entire month. People were making fun of it. Fine. You've had your laugh. I get it. It's now December. Time to shave.
Gone over a month, man. It's a long time.
I wanted to do it today.
And I still can barely see it.
All right, good. So we're good. So fifth man, stop texting. Don't call.
Keep texting.
No. Greg's just going all he's going to do. And I don't like because Greg had this maniacal laugh. When he's like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
What do you expect? He's great at maniacal laughs.
This is my favorite thing.
It's really hard.
So what we'll have to do is... when I scratch it, you can hear it.
Ew, stop.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting dry skin on the board.
Is it flaking?
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Stop touching it.
I can't.
Can you write all of this down? Is it your month?
It's good. It's like prickly and hairy.
All right.
It makes a good noise.
It doesn't get in the lips.
Is it all fluff now?
No. Not at all. Ew, stop. Why are you parting it in the middle?
Because that's what you do
what
with a mustache.
You doing? No, you don't.
You don't part a whole mustache from left to right. You start at the center
There's
and you
no
spread.
There's no parts in mustaches. They don't have parts.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
What are you talking
yours
about?
Yours doesn't. Yours is one weird piece.
That's because I haven't parted it.
You can't part it.
What are you talking about? You have a mustache. What's the thing in the middle of your lip? What's that called?
That indent?
Yeah.
A little divot? I don't know.
Is that your perineum or is that your beehole?
What?
You know what that thing
is?
The little dip in your lip.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. What's the lip dip called?
I don't know.
Well, look it up.
But you don't have a middle part on your mustache.
Yes.
Stop trying to put one there.
No, you take your lip dip, whatever that thing's called.
Look it up.
And you spread the stash from the whatever.
Lip divot. Name.
Oh, God, all these people
Philtrum. Philtrum. Philtrum.
Yeah, it's your philtrum. So you take the philtrum, you take it in the middle, and you spread from left to right.
No.
And that's how you part a mustache.
Yours isn't parting. It's just awkwardly trying to cling back to the philtrum.
I know. I haven't done anything to it. That's why it's very 70s porn stashy.
Yeah, this thing's got to go.
I'm going to put a picture of it online.
Stop touching it. Ew, you just keep...
Ugh. I know. I do this too. My wife hates it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Ew.
It's so furry.
Please stop.
I can't help it. Look, if you got a mustache and you don't touch it, something's wrong with you, bro.
I don't know about that.
Mateo, you got a mustache. You touch that thing? Yeah, see? You do that. You do the finger, for index finger and the
His
thumb.
His looks good on him, though.
All right, well, he's Mexican.
You just look like you're, like...
He can grow facial hair.
Trying really hard to learn
I'm
how
an Irish
to
guy
part
with
a mustache.
Blonde, you know, horrible bone structure.
Yeah, can we just...
Protein deficient body
please.
Part.
Let's get rid of this thing.
Okay. It's going to happen tomorrow. Make sure you listen. Greg's going to shave my mustache. Okay. There you go. Got it. Stop texting in all these dumb ideas for Greg. I will not let him do it. That'll be tomorrow. And I can't wait.
No BS.
All right. Here we go. Let's do it. 876-3692. We're going to go with caller number 15. Right now, you're getting hooked up with Cirque du Soleil. The brand new show over there at Luxor, it's called RUN. I guess it's a live-action thriller, that's what they're saying. So if you want to go for no dollars, you got to know the no BS question tomorrow. Hopefully Greg will be back, and then we'll be shaving a mustache. We have Bill Ingvall on the show. He's going to be coming to Treasure Island, so we'll be chit-chatting with him. It should be a good time. He's a funny guy. Comedian, you remember him from the Red... Oh, what is it? Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good one. So there you have it. That's tomorrow on the show. We will be doing I Heard That
Friday, which means you got the scraps on Thursday. We've got a big week here.
Yeah.
I hope you can start feeling better there, Izzy.
Yeah, me too.
I feel bad that you feel bad. I don't like it.
I know. I've never had an injury like this before, so.
Yeah? Really?
Pretty miserable.
Yeah, I know. That's awful. Especially the meds they give you.
Yeah, I
haven't been kicking
sitting
in.
Sitting here
wincing.
Complaining about these stupid 75 milligram tab, and I looked online, because these aren't doing anything that they prescribe me, and it's supposed to be anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. And I looked up that Advil is 200 milligrams.
Yeah, it's less.
I'm like, then why the hell, what are you, this is torture. Absolute torture.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, screw this prescription, I'm going back to Advil. This is ridiculous.
Hey, John.
Wrong one. It's John 5150.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, we don't have an intro for you. John is John. A lot of people are like, oh, these guys call up to say, oh, you got... I mean, we have one Gary intro. We have one Frank intro. If you want a special nickname, I guess we could find a 5150 for you. But
the ding ding.
So you're going by John, which means you don't know the answer. Izzy, what's the question?
This BS show member threw up after eating bad salami.
What's your guess?
I'm going to have to say none of the above.
That would be incorrect there.
Incorrect.
John?
Well, I guess I was out during that time.
That's right. Hang up on yourself. Get out of here.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.
All right. Ciao. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Let's go to...
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, do you know the answer?
Well... Yesterday, I had guessed Izzy, and I'm going to say Izzy again.
Oh, boy, no. Matt, you're Absolutely. Wrong. I understand the odds you're playing, but that is incorrect. Nobody threw up, I should say someone threw up, but it was not Izzy.
No.
It was not none of the above. So hang up on yourself, Matt.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Sounded pretty happy to lose.
There you go. Hey, Matt, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's always a pleasant loser. Skyler.
Yes.
Hey, what you got? What's the answer? It's either me or Greg.
I think it's Greg.
And you would be right, my friend. That's correct.
Ding, 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 ding,
we have that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay, put you on
hold. Sounds a lot better. Sorry, but I'm sorry for that.
All right, there you go. That's it. Skyler, you're getting hooked up. Greg threw up. Apparently he ate some bad salami.
Yeah.
He had food poisoning, and that's why he's not in. Gross.
So gross.
No thanks. That's it for the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Mustache. Bill Engvall, Greg Beck, and more Aussie qualifications.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
I'll make you scream. I'll make you defecate.
Farts smell good.